How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Denver's home for today's comedy. Comedy 103.1. It's Big Mike. I don't even have to introduce this man. Everybody knows this man right here. He's going to be at the Comedy Works south of the Landmark. I'm going to get straight to this. Bob Saget, man. What's up?
Yo, not much. I'm happy to see you.
Welcome back.
Look at you. Look at you all over the country, this thing broadcasts.
I guess we do have an app. We're all over the place.
You do. How you been?
I've been good, man. You've been all over the country.
I have been all over. I've been promoting like a hoe and doing what I do to make people laugh.
You've been busy lately,
man. I've been busy.
You've never not been busy, but...
No, this is busier. This is a busy year coming up.
Yeah, you know, you've had some shows. I was
touring. I got the special 0 to 60. Yeah. Today, by the way, it drops on LP on Amazon Prime.
Okay,
which cool. To be on LP to me is cool.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the smallest hole. I just want whatever has the... Is that okay to say?
It is. It's smallest hole's fun.
That's as dirty as I get.
If you said the biggest hole, it'd be a problem.
No, that's a new show on NBC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a competition. It's like Wipeout.
So that just dropped today.
That just dropped today. And so, and my special, 0 to 60, is on Amazon Prime, and it's on iTunes, and it's on every platform. So it's on DirecTV and, you know, on demand.
Find it everywhere.
Wherever. But if you're choosing between Wonder Woman and my show, I think I would watch.
I would pick Bob Saget.
You would?
That's just me. Yeah.
I would go Wonder Woman because I don't know.
I mean, I love Gal Gadot too, but I mean,
wow. Is she the prettiest actress alive right now?
Oh, man. I mean, just.
Would you say?
Definitely.
I think so.
Just when she speaks, I fall in love.
Yeah. I want to be lassoed by her.
Yeah, you should.
I got a fiance and stuff, but she'd be okay with
it. They've got a sequel coming.
Of course.
Bob Saget hasn't been in a Marvel movie yet.
No, I have not. But I do have a movie that I directed. How do you like that?
Okay, well, that's
good. And the premiere is Wednesday. No Gal Gadot, and there's no superheroes. There's no DC or Avenger-type people. But it is a movie about, it's the opposite of that. It's about a kid that you think is on meth. So it's a dark comedy.
Yo, there could be some superheroes on meth. Don't judge.
Well, I think they are, actually. Yeah. but they, if they have their teeth, they're not. But but this kid is Max Burkholder plays the kid. But it's got comedy people. Yeah. And you're a comedy guy. So it's Rob Corddry, who's hilarious.
Yeah.
Kevin Pollak, Sherry O'Terry, Dave Foley, Perry Gilpin, and myself. I directed it. And it'll be out in the fall. And
comedy superheroes.
Comedy, well, just it's actually just about real people trying to do an...
I'm not saying they're superheroes. I'm saying they're just some comedy.
Metaphorical. Yes.
Superheroes.
Absolutely. Man. But they're not because they're ill-equipped at trying to do an intervention on a kid.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that'll be out in the fall. But in the meantime, I'm at Comedy Works. Tonight's sold out, but tomorrow is not. So
we need to fix that.
I think it's like, I think we just did. Yeah, I think it's just...
Unless some people want some elbow room, you know, like they'd much rather have there be a bunch of empty seats.
There's only a couple seats. In fact, I thought it was sold out, but then all of a sudden it wasn't, which is good, which means the Siamese twins couldn't make it.
So,
you know, they probably had a rough day of eating.
So if you want to go to Bob Saget's show this weekend, you're going to probably have to get these tickets like right now at comedyworks.com. It'll be a beautiful weekend. We've had all these like random snowstorms here, but look at it.
Yeah, last night was snowing.
Yeah.
And then today is Good Friday. Yeah. And then we got tomorrow. What is the Saturday between Good Friday and Easter? What is that called?
Well, I think today is that and Passover today.
Yes, and it's today. Passover, and I am Jewish. Which,
so, like, nobody's going to be here this afternoon. They sent an email out like, hey, for those that are... You know, celebrating today. I said, "Well, I found Jesus. I'm going to leave at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
So you're
going.
You're gone for the day.
And I'm technically supposed to be on the radio.
Are you going to go to church?
No.
Oh.
I just found Jesus today, so I wouldn't know where to go.
Okay. So this just happened.
It just happened.
Right.
It was weird. As I was reading the email, I found Jesus. it's a beautiful thing. I'm going to have a great afternoon this week.
I found Jesus. I'm getting in my car.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look for him.
Exactly.
So you're going to say.
I saw him in the distance.
You set your GPS to Jesus.
Exactly.
That's not a bad thing.
You'll be surprised what pops up when you do that.
I think it'd be an interesting thing. What if it gets you there?
I mean,
it probably would take you to I would take you to a church, probably. There would be a church with the name in it.
Maybe the secret to finding Jesus was just always to put it in your GPS.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to Google map him.
But if you go to somebody's random house, I did not give you that idea.
No.
I did not give you that idea.
Do not go to someone's random house, people.
But Jesus would be very upset.
That is, we want people happy, and we want people to be able to, that's what's wrong. That's why I'm doing stand-up so much, is that so many people are, as you know, I mean, that's why you're doing comedy here.
Yeah.
Because you want to make people feel better and get their minds off of
the world.
So much pain, and there's so much stuff, and I can't watch the news anymore, and I'd rather just watch a late-night host kind of fill me in, but then still, that's enough already.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to put on Netflix and turn on some Fuller House because
Fuller House. I'm going back. I went to dinner two nights ago, which is better than the show with Stamos and Candace Cameron Bure and Lori Loughlin and all of our significant others. We went with my fiance and Candace brought her husband Val Bure, who was a hockey player, and Stamos is having a baby.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's mine. He doesn't know. When he sees the nose on that thing, he's going to be upset.
That's when you know you have a good friend. You share everything.
Oh, he just said, fine, whatever you want. He calls me Danny. I call him Jesse. Yeah. So that thing will be out also at the end of the year. The new
Season 4.
Fuller Houses.
Yeah. Obviously you guys went back into this because you saw, you know, a special situation. When you guys got together to start shooting for Season 1, did you think you'd be going on to 2, 3, and 4?
I thought once that when I saw the set and realized, holy, oh my God, they built this thing again at Warner Brothers on the same stage we worked on.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going anywhere. I thought it was going to be there a while. But, you know, in this business, it's tenuous. You never know when you're going to get dropped. Netflix is amazing because they can just order. You know, they got the money and they just order. Here's 13. Go shoot them.
You guys kind of led the way. Because, Netflix also, they brought back One Day at a Time, which is sort of a, you know, a recreation.
And that's my friend Norman Lear's show. That's the Latino version of One Day at a Time.
Show.
It's really good.
And he just got renewed for a third season, which was awesome.
And he just sold another one that they're making called Guess Who Died.
Wow.
And it's about older people in an old age home. Yeah. And it's got Rita Moreno and Hector Alessandro. But Guess Who Died is really a funny name for a show, kind of like Golden Girls, but it's, you know, Who's Dead Now is the other way they could have named it. And then Roseanne was just on it, and people want to feel like they used to feel. Now, Roseanne's obviously a show that had more conflict in it, dealt more like an All in the Family kind of way. Let's try to get real. Full and Fuller House were kind of like, let's deal with family values, but let's not get too real with the real world.
Yeah.
Let's just deal with the family, you know, and social issues. And, you know, we would get into bullying and stuff. But for the most part, it was about, you know, don't drink beer at the prom or.
You guys dealt with very important issues like eating disorders and stuff like that.
Yeah, we did that.
You did it in a more, like, it was just sort of lighthearted. Not necessarily lighthearted, but.
Yeah, because it was meant for 14-year-olds, too. 14-year-old girls, it is a show that I'm proud to do. When I go do my stand-up, that's a soft R. You know, you could be 15 and watch my stand-up and you'd be just fine.
My
new special is good for 15-year-olds, but it's not.
It was made for them.
It's not. It's made specifically for them. It's probably made for my. You know, it's funny. When I shot it, the audience was like 23.
And
that was in Brooklyn. Yeah. So that was last year. And
I was talking to one of my friends who was a Full House fan, and they had not watched Fuller House yet. And I said, look, I know it's been a long time, but what I love about the show, obviously, I watched it when I was watching. I was a kid growing up, but when I watch it, I mean, it has the same just heart to it. Like it feels like just it's a continuation of the original show.
It keeps that theme going, and we truly did love each other. Yeah. So that's what I mean. Yesterday was the day after we had dinner. We kept texting each other, and Lori's husband likes Nutrisystem. I'm not plugging. And so I started sending pictures of Nutrisystem to everybody on texts.
Yeah.
Because why go to dinner if you could just order in some God knows what? But we're a very close group. And I think that came through on the original show, and it comes through on the newer one.
Well, before you go, I have to ask one question.
I'm not leaving. I can't leave you.
Are you going to stay with me all day?
All day. And I'm going to follow you, and we're going to find Jesus together.
I hope we do. If I was going to find Jesus with anybody, I was going to hope it was with you.
It's going to be. Let's film this thing. Let's go online. Facebook
Live,
you and me, Google.
Mel doesn't have anywhere else for you to go today. So
no,
it's
nothing.
Thing.
We're going to Google Map. We're going to find the guy. It's Good Friday.
Exactly.
And we're gonna help save the world.
I don't know about that. I just want to find Jesus and hang out. I wasn't trying to save anything. Like,
well, we'd get some interesting perspective.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
What would his interpretation be of all this? Probably the same as it was back then.
If he came nowadays, he'd have to start a Facebook page to even get to people because nobody looks up from their phone.
And then he'd have to get authorized.
Yeah. And would his page be verified? Or
I think he would be. Verified.
You'd have to work for that.
No, I have a feeling if he comes back, or when or whatever people believe, He'll be verified immediately.
Okay.
I don't think it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, Facebook can't unverify.
No, no, that. I think it just happens. Yeah. I think all of a sudden it's there.
So, obviously with Full House on
Netflix, maybe Facebook just closes down the moment he's back.
Or maybe they'll just take it over and just every single post will be Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, God knows. They have real good PR right now.
Oh, they're killing it right now.
Oh, they are.
They might need a change of leadership. Why not?
They're fantastic. They're the best Russian viral site that exists.
I love it. I love it. It keeps me.
I don't go on there. I do go on there. I have a fan site because I can't keep up with. I want to talk, and sometimes I reply to people.
Yeah.
But mostly my Twitter and my Instagram is where I enjoy myself.
Oh, I feel like we're friends just because I follow you on Instagram. Like I feel
Instagram,
like,
you get some personal stuff. Yeah. Once in a while, you'll get the Instagram stories is like actually like Facebook Live. It's a fun thing.
Sometimes you'll just post and say, "Here's me eating dinner by myself." I'm like, I wish I was eating dinner with Bob right now.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
like I got so much sympathy that night, and my fiance couldn't make it, and so I was like, okay, I'm gonna go grab a bite. And so actually, she was filming something, so I was just sitting there in the dark.
I was gonna say that the places you go eat by yourself look a little bit better than me. I'm like, I'm gonna go McDonald's real quick if nobody wants to eat with me. Whatever, it's cool.
No, what'd you get there? Did you get? They have a new burger, don't they? They got a triple burger now.
Dude, everywhere. Yeah, I mean, I
think one of the.
I'm a big guy, but I don't go triple.
You have to guess which of the three patties has actual beef in it.
Yeah. It's usually the middle one.
The middle one. The other two are just, what are they? They're filler.
I don't know. It is 100% beef. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
I go to the Arches all the time.
Yeah. Love it today.
I forgot. You can't trash McDonald's. It's like hitting
Disney. Well, because I always hope I'll get an endorsement soon. So I'm loving it.
McDonald's, okay. And Disney. We love Disney.
Yeah.
And you want a free copy of Little Mermaid.
Who doesn't like the chicken nuggets? I mean, come on.
Do they still have the McRib?
It's a seasonal thing, so it comes every so often.
I would do a joke there, but I won't.
Okay.
Because it's, it's Comedy 103.1. You can't mess with it.
Why would you make a joke?
By the way, it says here, let me give you his email and password. It's written on the bulletin board.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's not you guys. Yeah. No, that's somebody else. That's some company. That's what the last owners of this place. What did this place used to be? A McDonald's.
It was McDonald's corporate. So, Bob said, every time you stop by Denver, you make time for us. We want to thank you for that. And like I said, there's only a few tickets left for tomorrow. Comedy Works South. Get your tickets at comedyworks.com. Bob, thanks so much, man.
It was great seeing you, man.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.